We'll leave you $30 for the
okay. All right, recording's going there. So I've got Huck 2 on that one. What's playing on the bottom one? Nothing. Bottom one was... Oh, yeah, the Charles Hanson. Oh, Charles Hanson Gymnasium. The wrong one, maybe.
All right, can you hold this up? Steady right here.
Yeah. Where did I put in this one, then? Okay, Gypsy Fair, then.
Oh, I think that's it.
I'll have Baglio, and I'll have that one, and the bottom one. Okay, good. Yeah, right, about 4 minutes or so.
Okay.
All right. So, rather than do a session later out in the other room, although we still could, I figure I'll at least get a I'll have to back up, I guess.
Don't.
Picture of all of you like this.
Not when Harry's fixing the lamp.
Not with Harry fixing the lamp.
Fixing the lamp.
Okay.
What's your guitar?
So, I don't know, about 40, are you, yeah, like this, I think I just barely get all four of you, I think. More. Yeah, thanks. Hopefully those are okay. Aaron is a photographer, but you know, he's down in Quincy. He didn't want to make the trek up here with the snow and all that and everything. So he couldn't make it up there, but he's a photographer. He would have gotten a real good shot of everything.
I didn't want to get out of the bed today.
Yeah. I know. Well, it wasn't all that bad. I mean, it's, you saw what we had. This is like on the coast. We had barely less than an inch. And then my headphones are here. Yeah, you probably won't need headphones because we're not going to do the thing on the phone. So you can just talk and you'll be able to hear me just fine.
Between
they're
like a quarter step.
Andrew said, let's speed it up just a little bit to screw people over who want to learn the song.
There's been a whole bunch of like different local radio shows that get kicked off the air, but some people are doing podcasts and everything. I think Bay State Rock is on somehow.
Yeah.
And Kristen Eck, who used to be known as Scott Eck from WBZ Radio, lives in Beverly, and she does a show called Bumblebee Radio from her home in Beverly.
We've been in the top 10 for the last month.
Yeah, I don't know her personally, but I know of her. And like I say, there's different things. And then MFO and everything still has stuff. You have us and everything. But, I mean, yeah, Bay State Rock got kicked off, and then a bunch of other things get kicked off, local music and all that.
I got her on Spotify. I listen to her.
Yeah. And, I mean, over the years, we lost BCN and FNX and AAF and everything.
Yeah.
You know, but at least we have some of the different things. And there are some groups that are, you know, sending their music out to different parts of the country and all that. But you are going to have a whole bunch of people listening online. Yeah, I've got friends in California that are tuned in right now. So this is great. And I'll have to ask you, for example, if you're going to wind up having the full-length album. Because you have four songs for now. Right. Because that's something that people can maybe send away for. And, of course, the great thing of being able to get it right off, you can get it right away, boom, download it, you know, pay for it or whatever, boom, you get it. That's great. And I might mention this on air, during the pandemic, you had people playing in their living room, you know, hey, this is, you know, Dave Keller, I play blues up in Vermont, and here's some of my tunes, and if you go to my website, you can order my CD. It's crazy. So, okay, get ready, we've got about 1 minute to go. All right, less than 1 minute. Hold on.
You're going to start with playing the studio.
I'm going to recap the songs I played and everything. I got to go back to that. Okay, hold on. All right, the Buzzcocks. I think Harry was saying he liked that song from way back. Someone said that.
I did.
That was, the Buzzcocks, I believe, from A Different Kind of Tension, going back to the 80s when I started here as a DJ. We also heard Cassidy Ray Wilson from out of Australia, country singer. We heard a tune called Next Chapter, and she sent me a very nice postcard wishing me a Happy New Year from out of Australia. Also, Charles Hanson's Gymnasium featuring Anthony Kaczynski from the band Fire King. He's got a 2-CD set. And from that, we heard Tavern at the End of the World by Charles Hanson's Gymnasium. Thigh Scrapers featuring Brian Young. Brian is on the air right now on a different station, but listen to his podcast later, okay? Don't listen to him now. Listen to us now, okay? Anyway, he's on NFO doing, of course, Crash Course for the Ravers. Well, he has a group called the Skyscrapers. Thigh Scrapers. I almost said Skyscrapers. That's a pun. Thigh Scrapers. Like Skyscrapers, Thigh Scrapers. Yeah. And that's called Radio from the new EP he has out. And as I mentioned, Jackson Brown with David Lindley doing a medley of Stay and Love is Strange, and David Lindley did just pass away. We started off with Alan Sherman with Return to Camp Granada. We're going to play a song in just a moment from the band Huck 2. It's called Soul Sucker, right?
Yes, it is.
We're going to play that, and do you guys want to briefly say hi, lean into the microphone or whatever, because we're going to talk to you in a moment, but go right ahead, go right ahead.
Hi, we're Huck 2.
Oh. Well, I mean, get a little close. There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Huck 2. Have fun out there in Radio Land in the snow and sleet.
All right. So here we go. This is Soul Sucker. We're right back with Huck 2 live. Yeah, we're going to have to get it closer. You know, move the mic to whoever's going to be doing most of the talking so you can get it nice and loud. Because even if I crank it, it really should be closer to you. But
okay.
I wish we had more microphones. I keep asking about it, but ask. Anyway, okay, so let me put this down. Huck 2. Short song, so this won't last too long. Let me get to the two. Oh, it's been 32 minutes. Okay, good.
It's one of our long ones.
Yeah.
4 minutes. It's 4 minutes about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry,
Eric. Keep playing, but I'm actually going to briefly turn. Don't say anything. Just keep playing. All right. Just didn't want to give them a taste of that. So. Okay, where are my headphones?
I don't know if I was playing the right thing. But
yeah.
Wait, wait. Tempo might have been off.
I wish we had a bigger performance space. I know MFO has different rooms and everything like that. And when we were in the College Union, down the hall there was a big, huge former bowling alley that we used for different things. So we had Acoustic Day in August of 2019. Mike Stewart was down there, Anthony Kaczynski, Justin Colval, blues guy Peter Parsick was there. And it was just an awesome thing. It was like 6-7 hours. And MFO did the same thing. MFO's was Live Day and ours was Acoustic Day. We did it in 2019. And then the pandemic hit, but it was just awesome to do that. And I was actually in the studio engineering stuff, or at least playing songs between them. And then they had the live music. And like I said, Mike Stewart was there. And I said, Mike has come down here on occasion and brought stuff down, like the Thigh Scrapers and things like that. He was able to get us the Ace of Revenue compilations and everything. And he actually was thinking of coming down today. The weather's kind of iffy or whatever. And poor Mike, he's having a little problem getting around with different things.
Show last week or two.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully he's doing a little better, you know. Yeah. I think he actually started out coming down and doing stuff with the late Doug Nascar. I mentioned him earlier, passed away in 2014. He started doing that, and then he wound up at MFO. We know Joel Simchis. The guy that does the Desperate Hours used to be on WRWM years ago, so we've got a bit of a connection. Okay, so we're going to go on in just a minute, and we may have to move the mic to whoever's going to do most of the talking, try to lean into it. So, well, I got one mic for myself, but that mic, I mean, we'll have to move that a little bit. Hold on. All right. We actually had them playing live in the middle of that little bit. Soul Sucker by Huck 2. We turned it on and the bass and the guitars and everything were going. And we'll probably wait before we do another tune, like live or something. But I'm going to put this mic up. We're going to hope for the best. Whoever wants to do most of the talking, try to lean into the mic. Huck 2 is here. Introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Harry.
There we go. That's fine. Go ahead.
I'm Dan.
Dan.
I'm the other Harry.
The other Harry. Okay.
I'm the other Neil.
And the other Neil.
Only Neil. Harry, the only Neil.
Two Harrys, a Neil, and then the other one was Dan. Okay, yeah, great. Yeah. So that's great. So do you guys go way back, like a couple of decades ago when you're getting together again, or is this fairly new with this lineup at least?
I mean, you know, this is the first time around with Neil as a drummer, but Huck 2 started as a band in 1987.
87, yeah.
Yeah, so way back. It was Dan and I and another guy, Greg, who was the old drummer, and then Harry came into the band, and we were that lineup for a long time. To like 92.
About 3 years, yeah. 91, 92.
Around then, okay.
Yeah, and then we broke up, and now we're back together.
Back together. Were you in, was it Pop Gun or a different group?
Was
there
a different? No, I was in Pop Gun.
You were in Pop Gun. Yeah. Was there another group as well that were like that you were part of, that like I'm trying to remember who they were?
Not really.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a couple shows here and there with different people, but nothing significant.
Yeah, because we had Pop Gun down for interviews and everything over the years, and I saw them. You guys were doing shows as Pop Gun. You were over at the Spotlight Tavern in Beverly. I know that.
Yeah,
and I think you guys played something. There was a kind of a benefit in memory of Joe Kelly, who was a DJ here.
Yeah.
Joe Kelly was a DJ, and he died in 2010, I think.
I think he
got a motorcycle crash.
When
he was like
my
40 years old.
Decided to get back together, kind of for that show.
There were some different shows in different spots. One of them was at a place in Somerville that closed down later on. But I think I saw you guys doing that.
So
you were doing as Pop Gun. You were doing that thing because again, Joe Kelly was a DJ here. We used to have a guy named Stu Ginsburg, and he actually had a Joe Kelly scholarship going for a while, and I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
it was something like that. So you played that.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a little better. There you go.
Right.
So there we go. So now, the song I just played, Soul Sucker, is from your new EP, and it's four songs, but is there going to be an album coming out with even more songs? Is this just part of it?
Huck 2's been in the studio for the last, once a month since, I think, September.
Okay.
We've been doing different sessions, and we've got 10 songs ready to be released. You know, a few more overdubs to be done on vocals and lead guitar and things like that. Maybe throw an acoustic guitar here. But it's basically done. So we're going to have a 10-song full-length release, we hope, early spring, I would say.
Early spring.
May or June.
Something like that.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure we're going to give this info at several times so people can grab it. But if people want to get your music and see your Facebook and everything, well, where can they go to find some of your stuff?
We're on Spotify, Apple. But you can go to huck2.com, has links there. It's got a link to Bandcamp.
So that would be Huck and then the number 2. It's not spelled out. It's just
right.
Huck and the number 2.
Space
huck2.com, you said.
Right. Huck2.com.
Huck no space in the .com.
And you said YouTube Spotify and everything.
Yeah.
What about some of the older stuff on there, too? Because you said you were like from the late 80s on. Like, do you have any old recordings that you stuck on there for interest?
A couple up on the website. Yeah,
there are?
They're not on Spotify. There's a couple, maybe two or three oldies on the website. Yeah.
Right. And you've got a Facebook, too, somewhere, right? You do, right? Because I thought I saw some on there, right?
Facebook.com/Huck2Band.
Huck2Band is what it is. Okay, so you had all that stuff and everything like that. So as I mentioned, I think I was mentioning that you guys are from the North Shore, basically.
We're all from
in
Salem.
From the Salem area.
All four guys from Salem.
Did you go to Salem State or did anyone go to Salem State?
I went for 2 years.
You went for 2 years, okay. I went for 4 years. I graduated in 4. I didn't take 5. Some people do. But I graduated in 84 and I've been a DJ here since 81.
My son's a senior there right now.
Ah, good, yeah.
Harry Z and I went to elementary school on the campus there at Salem State.
The Horace Mann School.
Horace Mann School.
Oh, I know that.
The Bell Tower
got taken down later on, but it was right next to the Bell Tower.
So we played recess, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I was at Salem State, of course. So here at WMWM, we had different people over the years, and we were talking off the air about Doug Mascot, who used to be here. He started in 1999, and he passed away, sadly, in 2014. But he had a lot of local bands come down here, and so you've been down with Pop Gun and all that, and Mike Stewart and all that.
Going way back, I mean, Shiloh, Julie Chadwick, all these DJs.
Oh, yeah, Shiloh McDonald, who's our general manager, Julie Chadwick,
I mean, the whole crew that was back there way back then, I mean, it was a great crew.
Gretchen Shea, were you familiar with her?
Oh, yeah,
she was with us.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember, what's the name of the... There was a woman who, for a while, was coming to our meetings and was interested in becoming a DJ, but she didn't follow through. Her name was Mary Lou Lord. Does that ring a bell? She's from Salem, I believe.
She was in my school with Mary Lou.
You all went to school with Mary Lou. She attended the meeting. And then the pandemic hit. Now, all of a sudden, we didn't hear from her again.
She was in my class in high school.
Oh, okay. So you mentioned, so all four of you are from the city of Salem? Is that where it was?
All Salem High grads.
Salem High grads. Okay. I went to Lynn Classical, and then, of course, I went to Salem State. But here on the North Shore, Salem State has just got a wonderful campus. We've got all these new buildings up in there with a new library and all that sort of stuff. Maybe they'll build us a new campus center or something, whatever.
Yeah, a bigger room for bands to play in.
Yeah, speaking of which, what kind of places have you played? Well, first of all, under this line of Hachu, have you gotten out at all to play?
Yeah, we really, you know, we're waiting for the album to come out. We've got some gigs booked. They're a bit in the future.
Right.
We have one at Kodo, one at the Middle East, but we're not going to talk about them now because people forget. But we do have a couple shows booked. You know, we've only played basically radio stations. We played MFO, we're playing here, you know, stations like that.
Yeah, I think we mentioned Bumblebee Radio there. That
we're getting a lot of airplay.
Has over in Beverly.
Yeah, but you don't play live on Bumblebee or Bay State or Marksken Radio or Hank's Alternative Radio.
Yep, we know Marksken Radio and stuff like that. I was just about to mention, what about YouTube? Are there things on YouTube people can get with some of your songs or something?
Soulsuckers on YouTube.
Soulsuckers on YouTube. So is it an actual video or is it like a still shot of the cover or something?
Still shot
of our handsome faces.
We have faces for radio.
Faces for radio. I'm going to try to plug something in. I'm going to get a station. Well, let's see. I've got to do a donorship. I've got to find a donorship. What we'll do is we'll swing the microphone around and we'll have a tune. We're going to go back and forth between doing live cuts and then cuts from this CD that I mentioned. So let me find donorship. Okay, so I'm going to play this. We're going to swing the mics around, and I was going to ask real quick. I got to push that up there like that. There we go. Are these all going to be original songs, by the way?
Yes.
All right. So give us a minute. We'll play this, and we'll swing the mics right around. So hold on. Okay. So the mics are down. I'm going to point this. So this is going to be, oh, boy, the one for the microphone. It will probably pick up the mic fairly well. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
Right. That it will probably pick up off all the instruments. So.
Yeah, Laurie texted that she couldn't hear you. That's why I was pushing you up. So she said that was better. So. Okay.
All right. Here's Huck 2 live.
Oh,
you come around here to be heard. All right, that, what was that one called?
That was called Letter Home.
Letter Home.
A new song of ours. It'll be on the album when it comes out later this spring, or in the spring.
All right, let's do one more. Go right ahead.
All right, hang on a second, guys.
Yeah.
Lost.
So this is called Lost.
Lost.
Parentheses, okay. In a groove.
Called Lost in a Groove. Excellent, guys. Okay, I'm going to go back to the CD now. Now, we're going to go to track 3, which I believe is either Neighbor or Evelyn. I think it's Neighbor.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to play that. So we will get to that. And I'm trying to think what I was going to mention here. Talking about playing live, are you going to go mostly the North Shore and then the Boston area, maybe even beyond there?
You know, we're going to think about it. You know, jobs, you know, wives, kids, we'll see. But definitely Boston. I'll probably start in Boston and play shows later in the year on the North Shore. And mm-hmm. You know, just go from there, see what happens. You know, we're getting a lot of airplay, thanks to you and Brian and, you know, Kristen Eck and everybody out there, Carmelita, who's playing the song. So it's going really well. We're really happy. And we're happy with the way the CD's coming out, the song's coming out, our album.
Yeah, across the
Dave Minahan's doing a great job at Woolly Mammoth while we're recording. And,
so he is, Dave Minahan is producing.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He's a wizard.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Sorcerer.
Excellent. That's
sprinkling
good.
Fairy dust everywhere all over the record.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So there's going to be various little clubs and everything like that that are going to book you and all that sort of thing, maybe some festivals or different things like that. We were mentioning earlier, maybe off the air or whatever, that we have this great thing in 2019 called Acoustic Day, where we had a whole room at Salem State. We had a whole bunch of bands coming down and play live, and that was a real blast, and that was great. And then there's been a whole bunch of different things. There's something called the International Pop Overthrow that they have. They've got like a rap beach party and all that sort of stuff. And those things are really a lot of fun when you have a whole bunch of bands coming down to play live.
Yeah, my last band played the rap beach party several times, several years. You know, and I know there's something going on for Michael Weddle this year, who's one of the organizers of it, who passed away.
Right, yeah, there was, yeah.
And, but we're not going to be part of that this year. But, kudos to all the bands that are involved with that. And
always a fun time.
Yeah, and
Joe and
everybody putting it together.
It's great to have people come out to these places and come out to see you play live, because we had to do that whole thing with the pandemic where things were shut down and some people were doing stuff from their own living room and saying, go here to get our CD for a donation, if you know what I mean. And that sort of thing. But now you can come out and do that and still have a great time. So do you have a wide range of people? Well, I don't know if you haven't really played too many gigs, but you might have people from, say, the 20s to the 50s or 60s in age, whole bunch of wide range of people, or is it mostly old farts like you and me?
They give you the graphics, the dynamics of who follows you, like on Facebook and other sites. And I'd say it's a lot of people, like 10 years younger than us, and then us, and then, you know,
I'm 61 myself. But I mean, we were talking about, you were saying, you know, doing stuff since '87 and all that.
Yeah. So obviously, everyone that you know, I know from that generation is still around. So it's good.
That's great.
On wood?
I mean, we had we had John Butcher and Sal Baglio down here, and they were a blast, along with Alan Williams. I think he was in the band Knots and Crosses, or was I thinking of the other people? But or was that Crow Follow? Well, I think it was Alan Williams. He was in Knots and Crosses. And then we had a group called Crow Follow came down here. So
Huck 2, in our original time together, we actually did a gig with the Stompers back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
It was a place in Lynn, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on the Lynnway.
City Limits. It was called City Limits.
That rings a bell. There used to be the main act also that was right next to the General Edwards Bridge.
Yes,
but I mean, but you're talking about different clubs and everything like that. And in Salem over the years, we've had different things. We had the
Jonathan's.
That's what I was thinking of. But then over in Beverly, we had the Grover House. So we had all that sort of thing.
That was our first gig ever, was at Grover's.
Grover's, yeah.
87 or
88. Yeah, 88.
Yeah, there are some places around. I mean, we have the Spotlight Tavern, and it reopened, but it became a restaurant. I don't think they've had music, but there are other places that are featuring music. And then there's some different theaters and everything. One place that I thought was really promising was Nine Wallace, but in Beverly, but unfortunately they closed down, but the whole thing with the pandemic killed them off, and they reopened as a comedy club, but they may have had one or two musical acts, and it was the sort of thing where, what did we have? We had Hirsch Gardner and the late Kim Simmons from Savoy Brown.
Yeah.
So Hirsch from New England opening up for Kim Simmons. We had a great show there. We had Barron's Whitfield play there and everything like that. I mean, I was sitting 2 feet away from where Barron's was on the stage, you know. But, I mean, that was like 200 people, and it was just a wonderful place. And, again, now it's called Off Cabot, and they're doing comedy, but I'd like to see them do music. And then the Larkham Theater, the Cabot Theater, there have been some different nights. There's been, like, Barron's had this thing, the rock and soul thing at the Regent, where he had different people come down. You know what I mean? And I think for Barron's 60th birthday, I mentioned Hirsch Gardner. I think he was there. So it's always great when you have something like that, a big festival or something like that.
Yeah, we'll play a few. Sure.
Sounds good. Let's go to, I think it's Neighbors, I believe. Neighbor, singular. This is called Neighbor. So we're going to go back to the CD. And once again, it's huck2.com. So people can, now we can't give prices or whatever, but can people, if they wish, make a donation and get it at your site? Is that
yes,
what
you'd
like
to...
There's a link to, link to Bandcamp.
Yeah.
All right, there's a link to Bandcamp. All right, I think this is Neighbor. This is Huck 2, recorded.
Yep.
All right, sounds good. Very good. I'm having a lot of fun with this. This is great.
Thanks for doing this, Bob.
Oh, sure. This is great. Yeah, it's great.
I don't know if you
only two,
but I had papers for
Harry, there's an iPad over there somewhere. Can you, just the, oh no, actually the black folder underneath the iPad has all the lyrics for all the songs.
Yeah, we had people with their phones and everything, you know, with little holders so they could remember the lyrics and everything.
Next guys,
Stop the world. What's the next one called again?
Stop the world.
Okay.
And not with you, is that not?
Oh, I know, right? Yeah.
No. Not that one.
Are we going right into playing, or?
In about a minute or two. I got to catch up on a couple messages here and everything.
But after this song, or?
Yeah, it'll be after this song. I got a couple messages, and we'll come back on. Okay, so I think I've got those queued up.
I feel back here, Neil. Yeah. You guys can hear Neil, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Neil, you gotta come out from behind the drums and say something.
Yeah, because you've got
those things. I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, we have a younger demographic in front of you.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
These guys are awesome.
There's real minute in Jesus right here in this part.
He's like, yeah, the middle part, just don't play. Like, what? Just don't play anything. It's like, stop playing.
Okay. Yeah, thinking about local and things like that, we had a conference, the IBS conference over at Simmons College, and there was actually a panel. Joe Vig was there, and also on the panel was Ruby Rose Fox, I believe it was, or something like that. And the guy from Ace of Hearts Records, Rick Hart, he saw me and he thanked me very much for playing. Like, we got a couple compilations there of the Ace of Hearts stuff, including the Liars and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said, oh, it's our pleasure. I mean, all that stuff, Mission of Burma and everything. I said, oh, it's our pleasure playing those sort of things, yeah. You know, over the years, going back to then, yeah. Okay, a couple of messages. I hope they're queued up right. Already. Hold on. Okay, I gotta find it. Okay, there's an idea. Oh, come on. Where is it? It's not working. Wait a minute. There it is.
We were last picked for dodgeball, and now we're last picked on your airwaves. Tune in to Last Picked in Gym Class with Bell and Laura on 91.7 WMW Salem, Mondays 3 to 4.
Evans Deli is proud to support WMWM Salem. Evans Deli brings the traditions of New York's finest delis to the North Shore. Evans offers a variety of delicious breakfast, lunch, and dinner options, as well as catering for special events. That's Evans Deli, 252 Humphrey Street.
One more.
In Marblehead.
Did you know breast cancer kills 113 people? Every day.
Ah,
that's
awesome.
African-American
right, so
women
stop, from stop the world is the next one. Okay.
More than Caucasian women.
That's
I'm going to swing around in a moment, but I'll just introduce you guys again.
Breast cancer is unacceptable. Together with Susan G. Komen, we're committed to reducing U.S.
All right, Huck 2 is here live. We're going to hear another tune in just a moment. It's called Stop the World. So let me swing the microphone, and you guys can do it in about 1 minute. Less than a minute. Here we go. Swinging it around. All right, go ahead. You're all set. Okay.
Mother
right, very good. Stop the World by Huck 2 live here on WMWM Salem, a broadcast service of Salem State University. That is great. So as we mentioned, you do have a presence online, and people can grab the music you have already. And what we're recording now, of course, you're live here on the air. We're going to play these songs back later, of course. We're going to save them in our archives so we can always play them back. And it's something exclusive, so it will give people an idea of what's going to be on the CD. So I mentioned, you know, these are all original songs, but if you do covers, what kind of covers do you do?
I don't think we've ever tried to play.
We haven't tried a cover.
Not yet.
I mean, I think once we play Time Has Come Today.
Chambers Brothers and all that.
Which is a song.
We'll make it our own.
Yeah, that's a favorite of ours. But, like, not in front of people, just screwing around. I can say that, right?
Yeah, it's okay. what's cool about, you know, the four of you is I'm sure you've got so many different musical influences that at the very least it must influence your songwriting and your playing. Some of the people that really influenced your whole sound as a person or as part of the group,
I mean, for sure. Honestly, though, probably the guy that influences my songwriting the most is this guy, Dan.
Yep.
You know, so.
Well, that reminds me.
When I write a song, I just want these guys to like it.
That's who generally writes the songs? Like all the things we've been hearing, who writes the songs? All four of you or just Dan or?
Me and Dan.
No, Harry, like probably 60-40, Harry, me. Yeah.
Okay, so it's mostly the two of you?
But it's good because it's very collaborative. I think Harry Z and I have somewhat similar musical tastes as far as influences. And Harry and Neil bring their own. It's kind of a nice confluence there, you know.
Yeah. There was some sort of a description I saw of your band that was sent to me, something like that. It mentioned something about punk or whatever, but I mean, you're rock and roll, you're punk, you're alternative, you're indie, you're a little bit of everything, right?
We started off much more punk. Back in the late 80s, yes.
Well, I only knew three chords back then.
Yeah.
So.
I know, but it's just, you know, in the past couple of decades, between MTV and various other things, doing the whole underground or unplugged, that's the word I'm looking for, that whole sort of thing, like having like REM down there or something, doing unplugged and everything. Well, that's a lot of fun.
All the punk bands I like still wrote great melodies, so when I write a song, that's what I try to do, I still think of the melody, and I've noticed that we always play these songs big, loud, electric, lots of amps and, you know, everything everywhere, sweat everywhere, but when you strip them down, they're still songs, you know.
Yeah.
So it works that way.
That's great.
Play acoustic.
So we have all four of you here today. Have you ever had any other people just temporarily join you, like jam with you, or maybe they're on the recording? Like, do you have any other people that might be part of the group? Kind of.
Minahan's on the recording.
He's on the recording. Oh, he's in there from the neighborhoods, right?
Yeah.
And of course, people in other parts of the country. What is with these weird accents, neighborhoods, and things like that?
Yeah.
You know.
Not to be confused with the current band, The Neighborhood, singular.
Oh, there is a group called The Neighborhood, singular? Yeah. Do they realize that there's a group called The Neighborhoods?
Dave Sue.
Oh, okay. That's crazy, yeah. So, okay, we're going to do another song from the EP, and then we're going to do another song from you live. So the first song, well, the last song that's on here that we're going to play today is called Evelyn, I believe. And what's the song about?
Ooh, it's a real tragic story. It's the story of Evelyn McHale, who was a woman who lived in New York, I think it was the 40s or the 50s. And, you know, people in her life, society tried to put her in a box. She didn't like the box she was in and jumped off the top of the Empire State Building to her death and landed on...
That was a famous photo.
On a staff car, like the nation's Cadillac.
And, I mean, that's a... I mean, that's a true story that, you know, you're putting into song. I was going to play in a few minutes. We have John Tamilio, one of our regulars here, who has been the group 3D and everything like that. He does a song called The Ballad of Maura Murray, who is about this woman that's been missing for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's a true story. So it's interesting when you hear that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, I was just taken by the story. And actually, when I saw the picture, I wanted to know all about it. And I read her suicide note and all this. And, like, the lyrics kind of just, at least part of it, just what she was saying in the note and...
Yeah, I'm just queuing. I'm just getting that ready. It's going to be played after you guys head out, so we're going to play some John Tamilio. So, awesome. Yeah, that's interesting. So this is kind of a story song type of thing.
Kind of, yeah.
So we're going to play Evelyn, and then we'll do maybe one more from you guys live.
Okay.
I'm putting you on for about 45 minutes or so, maybe a little more, something like that, but that's plenty of time so people can hear what you sound like live.
Yeah.
Here's the stuff on the CD and so on.
Awesome.
So let's go back to the CD. This is Huck 2, and it's called Evelyn.
I've got one more song. Echo?
Oh, okay, I gotta start again. There we go. Wrong one.
I
Okay, so there's Evelyn.
We're not going to do the double chorus on it, guys. We're not going to have the single chorus.
Sure.
One, two, okay.
So that's 8 bars, 4 bars. Right.
That's the back.
I'll be singing, so. WMWM. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Wait a minute. I gotta throw something on real quick. Wait a minute. Okay, so you want me to just ask those questions and that'll be it, right? Okay, so it's on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook Messenger, right? All right, I'll do it right. Excellent. Sure, I'll tell them that. Okay, all right, I'll do that. So keep listening and we'll be all set. Okay? Yep, thanks, Aaron. Thank you. Okay, he had a couple questions he wanted to ask by way of this, so hold on.
WMWM Salem, 91.7 FM, and WMWM on.
Right, we're back with Huck 2. We're going to ask him some questions by way of Aaron. Aaron is on assignment right now, but he sent me some questions to ask you. So there's about 3 or 4 of them here. How do you go about writing your music? We did talk a little bit about your music, right? The two of you generally do it. And how do you go about writing?
Well, one of the main ways I think some of our best songs, I guess, Harry starts with a bass line, because Harry writes on his bass, and then I'll sort of fill in the chord structure, the little sort of nuances of what you might want to add on the chords. We used to do a lot of like so-called 1-4-5s back in more punky days. We start to some extent. Yeah. And then, you know, Harry Sabian and Neil will add their elements, and so it's, you know, most of the time, one of us, either Harry or I, has an idea, we'll bring it in, and then it'll just sort of develop from there.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Harry Z, have you always played bass, or have you done like regular like rhythm or lead guitar as well?
No, I didn't even have. And Dan and I first talked about starting a band together. I didn't even have a bass guitar. We both played guitar, six string. You know, I had a Fender Mustang, I think, back then. It was three chord neck. It was a cool guitar,
right.
But I used to play that. And then, well, we're looking at each other, two guitar players and a drummer. I'm like, well, somebody's gonna play bass,
right? Exactly.
Dan was the better guitar player, so I just went out and bought a bass guitar. You know, so I mean, Dan's right. I do write most of my songs on like on the bass or one string on a guitar, but some songs I'll, you know, get a six string and write it on that too. And I, you know, I think Dan, you know, the way we talked about it, I know when I have a song, Dan always has a good idea to throw in there. Same thing when I write a song, Dan always has a good idea to throw in there. Harry came up with a solo in the studio last week for 2 weeks ago when it was for Letter Home that fucking blew everybody away.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that, you know, like looking back to the Beatles and everything, you know, there were a lot of songs that were credited to Lennon McCartney, but it was really just one of them doing it. Sometimes one would help the other a little bit, but it got to the point where they just said, why can't we just have one, you know, credit only one, because I only wrote the song, you know?
Yeah, so. I think we're kind of working the other way. I think when we started, it was very individual. We'd kind of come to the band with a song done.
Right.
And now it's much more collaborative.
Yeah, you have collaboration sort of things. So the thing is, what sort of artists do you listen to now? Like some of your whether they're local or national or whatever, international?
Wet Leg,
is that true?
It has no bearing on our songwriting, but they were a pretty cool band.
Oh, okay.
Fontaines, D.C., we're talking about your international bands now. That's my favorite international band. Locally, I like Shanghai Lowe's, Chelsea Curve, you know, Dogmatics, who are on a different station right now.
Oh, okay. I told people, don't listen to that now. Listen to their podcast later,
not
okay?
Always, you know, it's influenced locally. I mean, I started hanging out with The Rat in college. That's why I dropped out of college. I was living in Boston, going to Northeastern, and I was hanging out with The Rat, and I said, well, screw college. This is what I want to do. And it was, you know, The Liars and The Neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah, those were the groups
Turbines
back then.
And Scruffy the Cat and Del Fuego's. You'd go to three clubs a night and see three different great bands, you know. I mean, the club scene was so much different then. But that's kind of what got me into it.
A little different vibe back then, like Old Positive and Tribe were bands that we actually...
Yeah, there were a whole bunch of the so-called new wave type of things. There was Lou Miami, November Group, and New Models and all that back in the 80s growing up and everything. Neil, what do you have?
Oh, my gosh, it's too many. Bleachers. I love Bleachers.
Bleachers? That's a group or the place in Salem?
That too, but they're the group.
Oh, the group, okay.
Bleachers, yeah. Not a Surf. Really
Not a Surf, yeah. Speaking of which, we're friends with Tsunami of Sound. They do great surf rock. Tsunami of Sound is great.
Oh, yeah.
So that's great. Now, also, he wants to know, how did you come with your band name? How did you come up with a band name back in the 80s? What does Huck 2 mean? And please keep it clean.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, it's clean. Well, it's, yeah. So we were, like I said, more of a punk-oriented band back then. Had all these different names that we were floating.
The Denmark Six.
The Denmark Six, yeah.
The Denmark Six was one of them.
Stool Pigeons. Yeah. But we were just standing around one day, and someone spat on the sidewalk and
went, you know.
Hawk the Louie.
There you go.
Hawk the Louie. Okay, I get it.
There you go.
Yeah, there have been some groups that came up with names, and they had to change it later on because someone else had a similar name or the same thing. There was a group in Washington, D.C. called REM. And they found out about the other REM, so they became something like Tiny Desk Unit or something like that. And I think the Dark found out there was another group called the Dark, so they had to change it a little bit. And then, of course, the group in England, they're called the Beat. But here we have to call them the English Beat. Right. In Australia, I think they're going to call them the British Beat, so they don't get confused. And then the Spinners, that did Rubber Band then, the Spinners... In the U.S., that's what we call them that, but they're called the Detroit Spinners in England because there's a folk group over there called the Spinners. Huh. So I don't know if there's another group called Huck 2, though. You know?
There's a band called Huck.
Okay. Oh, there is, really?
But we were before them, and it's very odd that Huck 2 came before Huck.
Yeah. Is there a song you always wanted to play that you've never played live and you just want to jam on it right now? That's one thing Aaron likes to ask. Is there a song that, you know, one of these days we ought to do a version of it? You have something like that, or do you have something else planned?
I wanted to do a song by Sweet called Restless, but the other guys voted me down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is Sweet as in the Sweet, as the Sweet, in Fox on the Run and all that?
Ballroom Blitz.
That Ballroom Blitz, definitely.
That B-side, I remember, I think was actually from Ballroom Blitz that I had as a kid. There was a song called Restless that kicks butt, but you can't find it, a studio version of it anymore. I can't on Spotify, but there's a live version out there. And it's, the middle's pretty bad, but the rest of the song is great.
And then I wanted to ask you, or actually Aaron did, would you like to launch your new CD on this show? In other words, when that comes out, would you like to come back and bring it with you and debut it live? That would be great. What did you say, May that's coming out?
That'd be great. Sometime in the spring.
In the spring?
Probably late spring, yeah.
May or June.
And yeah, May or June. That would be great. That would be fine. Yeah.
That would be great. So that'll come out, like I say. And it's always nice. I was saying to you guys off the air, even if people don't want a physical CD, you could go online and for a donation, you know, get a copy of it. And that's great. But you have gotten exposed all over the world just in these last hour or so. We've been here for a little less than an hour. So many people have heard your stuff, so I'm sure you're going to hear from a bunch of people. Great. And I did record a little bit of you and a couple of minutes on video, and I put it up on my Facebook, and we'll try to link to that and everything like that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to give you one last song, and then I'm going to get back to the music. I've got some John Tamilio coming up. I'm going to swing the mic to do one last song, but I want to thank you before then. So let's see if I can get it straight. Harry, Neil, Dan, and the other Harry, right? Huck, too, we want to thank you for coming down. You're welcome to come back when the CD comes out. And I want to thank, you know, in the raging storm out there, the raging half inch of rain or whatever, that you made it down here to our studio. Okay.
We actually have snow in Newport. Not a lot, but we do have snow.
Yeah, I heard about it. Was it Gloucester or something got some? Or no, one of our other DJs, I think, was, let's say, was up in Haverhill. Yeah, they were getting it in Haverhill, too. Yeah. Well, it was snowing, but it wasn't really settling on the ground so much. Let's swing the mic back. You're going to do one more tune. And also, WMWM Salem is the station ID. That's our, you know, our call letters. Does one of you want to say that who you are and that you're listening to WMWM? So go. I'll swing the mic over. Go ahead. Whoever wants to. Oh, geez. Swing it over. There you go. Now turn it your way. There you go.
We're Huck 2, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WMWM in Salem.
Try that one more time because it was a little high. I'm going to make it a little easier. Go ahead.
You're listening to 91.7 FM WMWM in Salem. We are Huck 2.
All right, go into your song. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
so great. And these songs are so well written and so well performed. I can't wait to see you guys play live. And you know something, when you do play live, we will mention it, because you were mentioning you've got a Facebook and all that sort of stuff.
Well, for everybody who's hanging out in Salem, we're playing Kodo in Salem on Friday, December 8th.
Oh.
Mark your calendar.
Are you serious about that? That's a long
way. We're serious. That's a real...
Yeah, Kodo is December 8th. That
Friday, December 8th.
That far in this... Yeah. Oh, wow. December 8th at Kodo. I've been there before, yeah. That was great. Yeah, we had one of the Joe Kelly things there at one point. Yep. I think the band Psycho was there.
Yep.
And I like some punk, but I had to block my ears. That was a little bit too much. But what can you do? All right, so once again, we want to thank the band Huck 2. You can find them online.
You're very welcome.
Oh, yeah. Aaron wanted to make sure that we thank you. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, Aaron.
Have you back on. We'll have you back on. So you said around April or May or something. The CD's coming out.
Yeah, when the CD's done, we'll definitely be the first place we stop. Thank you.
That's great. And since you guys are right here local on the North Shore, that's going to make it easy for you. All right. Thanks very much. We're going to go into 3D featuring John Tamilio, and then John on his own. Thanks, Huck 2.
Great job.
Thanks. All right. Thank you. Ooh, yeah. That was so much fun. I love that. That was great. Yeah. Was that called Echo Chamber, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'll put that down. Excellent. All right.
We only said it 300 times.
I know. That's what I thought. Yeah. Well, it's like
hammer home a point.
I didn't hear Bob Dylan sing Rainy Day Women Never Crawl.
No, he never did.
Why is it called that?
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
We do some crazy stuff. I mean, we had a show last week where the guy played all Dylan covers. No Dylan, just Dylan covers the whole show. You know what I mean? That's great. We have so much fun down here. I'm so glad that we're able to get the studio and do it instead of, well, we can't let you in the building on the weekend. You know, that sucks. What can I say? Oh, no problem, Harry. All right. Harry needs a change. All right, Dan and Harry and Neil. Excellent. All right, take as much time as you need. I'm here for another hour. So, however much time you need, that's great. If you want to, we'll put that door open the least part way so you can get in and out. And then one of you may have to get at the big door. I can do it. No problem. Do anything that you want to. I'm the one in a rush. I got like a minute and a half. Here we go. That worked out good even with the amps. I was thinking, oh no, they're going to complain. But
no,
that was good.
We practiced like a skull ties, and this just an acoustic volume, the same volume as the acoustic guitar. So.
Exactly. Yeah. That's good. Well, I am looking forward to when you start doing shows together, obviously, with this whole thing. Yeah. Echo Chamber. That you want to me. Do anything that you want to me. Do anything that you want to me. Off now.